I will not.
So now we're moms of old, young moms of older children.
That's right. That's what we are.
So that's how it works. Our kids have gotten older. She's got five kids. So our oldest overlap, and I've watched Jamie over the last year struggle not with just one kid at Riley, but two Riley kids, and so she's just kind of a role model to me of handling adversity in a godly way, and I just love those Riley kids too. They're just really
cool. Well, they love you.
So they're super nice. But Jamie gave this talk a couple years ago, and I just always love it. And I am massively decluttering, so to inspire all of you, I brought in stuff, boys, size 14 to 16. We'll talk about it later.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Hi, thank you. I'm super nervous too, actually, trying not to shake. So I'm Jamie Griffith, and we're going to talk about real life. My talk's changed a little because my kids are older now. My life is busier now than it was. Everybody knows about the Connery Method Netflix show. I actually haven't watched it, I don't have Netflix, but I have read the book. So that's where the title comes from. Ain't Got No Time for Connery. Real life household organization for the busy school years. I didn't quite know where to go, because you can't, I suppose I could talk for an hour about decluttering, but there are lots of things that come with organizing your household. Even this morning I was adding slides. Well, maybe they want to talk about this. Maybe they want to talk about this. So this is kind of a small group. So kind of point me in a direction if you're like, we really need to keep talking about decluttering or calendars or menus or laundry or whatever. That's fine.
All of it.
Yes. Okay, never mind. We're going to talk about all of it. Okay, so we're just going to talk about all of it. All right, sounds good. That's perfect. I can do that. So I want to introduce.
And then you can come to our houses.
That's right. I have done that with friends before. Starbucks money, I don't know. But I'm terrible at PowerPoint. I haven't used it in a very long time. So my
we're easily pleased, really.
Good. I'm glad.
I have ground zero here.
So this is my these are my credentials. You know, if you're talking about something you know a lot about, you want to have like, does this person actually really do this? I'm gonna introduce my family. So this is Kat, she's 16. She's a junior at Cathedral, so we're looking at college visits, SATs, ADC. She's in the Latin club president, she's in theater, she's doing all these things. Not quite driving yet, we're almost there, because then she can drive herself. This is Olivia, she's 14, she's an 8th grader, she does school online at home, she's babysitting today for Starbucks, so I'll be picking her up a frappuccino on the way home. Olivia has Asperger's. So we spend a lot of time at therapists with her. She's a musician. She plays, I don't know, 5 or 6 different instruments. She works at Mrs. Belt's Cotillion. If any of you have 6th graders and have done Mrs. Belt's Cotillion, she does that. This is Fred. I don't know if he's Marianne's favorite, but he might be. He's 11. He's also at home. He does school online as well. They do school online in middle school. It's a little bit easier. And he plays football in the fall. Legos. The Lego age.
How do you organize that?
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
Yeah. Somebody tell me, I don't know. Bins. Lots of bins. Not by color. Don't even try.
No.
Yeah. That's Ellie. Ellie is 7. She's just traditionally kind of home unschooled sort of thing. She's one of my Riley kids. She is a cancer baby, so she was at Riley. Well, she's had 7 surgeries. She had her most recent one in September, so we spend a lot of time at Riley with her. And then that's Owen, and Owen is 6. He has autism as well and epilepsy, so he's my other Riley kid. So between the therapists and the Riley appointments and the orthodontist for this one, because she hasn't grown, but her teeth are coming in full size. So we got orthodontist coming up for her. That's our dog, Charlie. He keeps me busy, too, because he's a veterinarian, and they have to be fed. He'll jump like, hello, you haven't fed me yet. I like how he fits right in that sunbeam. I like that picture. And there's my husband, who works obviously full time, travels a lot. He's actually out of town right now, which is nice. I'll tell him I said that. So this is all the stuff that we do in an average school year, I guess. There's family issues. There's heart issues, right? You're trying to train your kids. They're dealing with teenage angst, depression, skin issues, all these things that teenagers go through. Got Riley kids, church ministries, husband's work, college visits, all of these things that we try to do as moms of school-age kids, I never realized how busy it would be. And I don't even have all of mine at school. Next year I'll have two at Cathedral. So then they'll be balancing their schedules and the ones at home. And it's just, it's crazy, right? We don't have a lot of time. There used to be a time when I could say, okay, well, I get nap time. You know, and during nap time, I can have my quiet time, or I can clean, or I can do these things. I don't have that anymore. I mean, if I want me time, I got to get up at like 5 in the morning to get it, because the kids are up early and the teens are up late, and that's the only time you have, right? So any system that you put in place to organize your life has to be simple, has to be quick, and it has to be easy, which is what these all are for you, I hope.
Can I ask what CAP is?
It's Civil Air Patrol. It's an auxiliary of the Air Force. It's kind of like JROTC.
Okay.
That's actually how I met my husband. We did that when we were in high school, and he is still very involved. Actually, that's where he is right now. He's out in Washington, D.C. with that. And our son, Freddie, you can start that program when you're 12. So he'll start that in May, which will be another thing. But he says, I don't know if I like him. You're going to love this. This is right up your alley. Uniforms, camping. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. But, so we do all of these things. Right? And then at the end of the day, we end up here, right? That's my house. It's not very pretty because I took that yesterday and it's winter. That used to be a garage right there. We built that into a full room in fall, which is great. Now I have 1,900 square feet as opposed to 15. So 1,500 square foot house in Broderickle. We love the neighborhood. It's awesome. We don't have a basement. Don't have a garage anymore. Nice big fenced backyard, a shed for lawnmowers and stuff. But we all come back to, right? But it doesn't matter whether you're in a 1,900 square foot house or a big, massive house in Zionsville. At the end of the day, what we want is a refuge. We want to come in from the world, right? All the craziness, all the stress, all the busyness, all the Riley appointments, and we want to be able to come in and sit down with our families and relax, right? That's what we want. If we can keep our homes and our schedules in order, then it's, we're much more likely to have those moments where we can just play a game or watch a movie or any of those things without pushing stuff off the couch or something like that. Okay? So, keys to an orderly home. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Managing our stuff. Okay? This is the first thing. If you want to get your life into any kind of organization, you have to manage your stuff. So we'll talk about that for a little while. Organizing our stuff.
I feel like these are big. Yeah. You're like, they're just heavy, but they're all
sitting. That's all right. I mean, come to Margarita night. I'll be back there. I can drink one all by myself, though. So if you're buying, I'm a Catholic, okay? I can put it down. So organize our stuff, right? And you're going to feel overwhelmed. It's okay. We'll get to that. That's what these notebooks are for. I have a perfect system. Perfect, easy, simple system for when you're feeling overwhelmed, okay? So just stay with me. If you want to grab one and take notes, grab your notebook now. Yeah, hopefully the pens work. This was all like back to school sales. I bought it all then because it was cheap. So hopefully the pens work. But. Okay. Did everyone get one? Did we have enough?
Okay.
That's why it's cheap, because when you're done with it, you can throw it away. Okay? And the last, this is the biggest thing with school-age kids. We have a whole workforce. It's awesome, okay? When you have little ones, they can't help. They make it worse. But big kids, they can help, okay? They can help with all sorts of things in your house.
Define big.
We start at 7, so 7 and up, okay? It depends on the kid. But we'll talk a little bit about how we use our little
child labor.
Child labor. That's right. Yes, exactly. But because you can't. There's too much. When you're driving all of these places and you're managing all of these, it's easier. I never would have said being a mother of toddlers was easier. But you're home, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. When you're driving all the time, mm-hmm. it's really hard to keep track of the stuff in your house because you're coming and going all the time. That's where your kids can help you, okay?
Use them.
Use them.
All right. So first step, managing stuff, okay? This isn't one a lot of people don't want to talk about. Or maybe you do. Maybe you're like, man, I'm just desperate to get rid of my stuff. Managing stuff. We have a lot of stuff. Household stuff, right? Kitchen appliances, I don't know, dishes, that kind of stuff. Clothes, toys, papers, mail, even email. I have a friend at my church who, she brought up her phone to look at something, and her little, she had that little email thing on her phone, and it said like 245,000 email. I mean, this number was so astronomical. Right there, I was like, that would stare at me. If it has one on it, I freak out. That email has got to be filed, or I cannot think. But even email and the non-tangible stuff that we hold has to be managed, right? Because so much is digital now. Okay, so think about your house, and what do you think about? Do you think neat and tidy? Do you think mess, or do you think clutter? Okay, you know the difference between mess and clutter? You're going to find out. Mess versus clutter, okay? They're different.
Just so you know, this has changed me over the last 6 years. Whenever I last saw this, so I'm so excited.
Okay, the pictures are different, unfortunately. I wish I still had the same ones. Okay. It was my son with all of his trains. But we still have the trains. Mess versus clutter, because there is a difference. And knowing the difference will help you decide where you need to start this whole process. A mess can be cleaned up. It should be cleaned up, okay? Trains on the floor, dirty laundry that, you know, your kids take off at the end of the day and they toss just randomly into their room. Dishes you've used for dinner, you've used for breakfast, you've used for snacks. Those are messes. Okay, a good habit, when you are done, clean it up. We're going to talk about, I know Marianne talks a lot about family culture. One thing you can think about with family culture is when you are done, clean it up, okay? If you just teach that, you've gone a huge step towards getting your kids to help you out. Clutter can't be cleaned up because you don't have a place for it, which means it has to stay out. There's no place to put it. You know, if my son plays with his trains, I have this basket with a lid. The end, he's done, puts his trains in the basket, okay, closes the lid, they're all put away. Sometimes it takes help, he's 6, he has autism, whatever, but they go in that basket, all right? If they're spilling out of that basket and they don't fit, he has too many, because I can't put them in there, okay? So clutter can't be cleaned up, but a mess can. So what you want is messes, right? Because messes are the stuff of childhood. That sounds really cliche, but it's true, right? My kids play art on the kitchen table all day long. Oh my gosh, markers, crayons, paints, you name it, it is out on the kitchen table. But my husband texts me and says, I'm on my way home. I'm like, clean it up. Okay, we're done. Got to put it away because Dad's coming home. And he always texts me, and if he doesn't, he gets what he gets. And he knows that. So, and then he has to help. It's completely normal for even the most vigilant clutter buster, even me, to need to do a decluttering a couple times a year on a small scale, okay? Season changes are perfect. Mm-hmm. You go into the spring, you look through the clothes from the winter, the snow boots, the gloves, all of the, throw the mismatched gloves away, you know, do the snow boots fit? All of those things, you do that during a seasonal change. Everybody brings stuff in, and it, you know, Christmas, notorious, right? You end up with all this great stuff and junky stuff. We'll talk about gifts in a little bit. But a couple times a year, oh man, you know, I've got a little bit of a time here where I'm not doing a whole lot of things. Maybe it's spring break. Hey kids, we're going to go to the indoor pool every day, but we're also going to declutter, okay? So that's a great time to do that kind of thing. So here's an example of a mess. So this is, we come in from the grocery store, put most of the groceries away. But not everything. So that's my kitchen table, my little kitchen table. I have a bigger table too. But
your mess is organized.
Oh, it's not.
No judgment here.
I like the fact that there's like a package of panty liners here on the table. I was like, oh man, okay.
Follow the rules, and your mess will be organized.
Okay. So that's my 16-year-old's laundry. I do her laundry for her because she's so busy with school. She does it sometimes on the weekends. We'll get to laundry too. But my purse is on the counter. There's like stuff hanging over on the drying. My laundry room is in my kitchen, 1,900 square feet, just saying. But they're big washing machines, which is nice. So I just put it away, right? Took the bin to her room and cleaned it all up. Dishes kind of in the dishwasher. I can't remember if it needed to be loaded or unloaded. Probably unloaded. There's chicken on the counter, I think. Stuff in the sink, took care of that, and then some stuff, random stuff on the counters, right? And then put that away, put the chicken in the crock pot, I think, and it's cooking. So it maybe took 10 minutes, because everything, I knew where everything went. It just, we came in and we dumped it, and it just needed to all be put away. Okay, so a mess is something that you can take a few minutes and clean up. So let's talk about clutter. This is my daughter.
Did you have to go to someone else's house?
No, this is my 7-year-old. Children are natural hoarders. All children.
Less messier people.
Yeah. True.
Right. These are not real life examples.
I've got some real good examples.
All right.
Clutter.
There's some other examples too, but I don't have that many. In my, I'm gonna be honest. I try. So this is my 7-year-old's bookshelf in her. She and my 14-year-old share a room right now. We have 3 bedrooms for the kids. The oldest gets their own room, so they're excited to all move through that process. But so this all came off of, out of her little bookshelf, and it had to be gone through because it was literally spilling out onto the floor. There was no place. There was no way to organize it. No way for her to find anything. It was just a bunch of crap. So we cleaned it out. Trash bag, put things away, and now it all, it's a little dark, I didn't get the sun, but now it all fits onto the bookshelf, and her desk is neat again, it's not all covered, you know, there's not stuff all over the place. Kids' rooms get really bad really fast, and I find that I would want to declutter them every day. They do need a little bit of space, so, you know, they have doors, and maybe you say, it's not going bad in there, you close the door, and, you know, a week goes by, it's a little bit worse. And you close the door, you know, that kind of thing. And then you go, okay, well, I've got a free weekend, so it's time. You know, and then you just put it back at a baseline, start again. They're usually grateful when you do that because they can't find anything either. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it starts all over again, the cycle. Mm-hmm. One of these days, my children will be grown and I will not miss this. They say I will, I won't. Okay, so what's the big deal? So maybe I like clutter, so what? Yeah, some people don't.
Call
I mean,
hashtag real life.
Hashtag real life. That's right. Some people like it. Some people don't care. Here's the thing, okay? If you take anything away from today, is that everything that comes into our house has to be managed. It's like another child, okay? Balloons. People try to give my kids balloons. No, because they look like little heads. I can't handle balloons. Everything that comes into our house has to be managed, and we can only manage so much, right, as busy moms, and do it with any kind of a smile. If we've got stuff spilling out everywhere, and we'll talk about it, actually, I think maybe that's the next slide. If we've got stuff spilling out everywhere, you know, we can't find our shoes in the morning, we can't find our soccer uniforms, we can't find this, we can't find that, we get stressed. And when we get stressed, who do we take it out on? Everybody, right? The kids, the husband, the dog, poor guy, where's my food? I don't know, I can't find it. So managing stuff takes time and energy away from relationship. The more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to manage. So when you look at an item at the store and you think, oh, I should buy that, you have to think about, but do I want to manage that? Okay? Because everything has to be managed. It has to be put away, it has to be cleaned, it has to be maintained. It all has to be managed. So try and remember that. We can only manage so much before we start to take it out on people. Questions so far? Am I doing okay? Okay, so here's an example.
Oh.
So, that's not
that's
one.
Good one.
I have anxiety.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. I hope that's nobody's, like, these are off the internet, don't tell anybody.
I knew you had to go
so
outside.
She did.
I was just thinking.
You know what, though? My girls' room gets closed sometimes because my girls, the 2 girls together, they are bad.
The
yes,
bad.
They are really bad. My oldest is like, she's become like me. Everything's got its place, but my 2 girls are bad. But which one adds more stress? If you're trying to get out the door, maybe your child wears uniforms to school.
There's a sewing machine in the kids' room.
Somewhere there.
It's like, where's
that's why there's
isn't
stuff
that
everywhere.
A sewing machine back there?
Oh, yeah,
it's
right.
It is.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this bed doesn't have any. Oh, there's a kid. Look, there's a kid
yeah.
there.
He's and he sews.
She's so happy. Look.
Well,
it's better than
a girl is sharing.
Oh, but the girl says,
she doesn't look stressed at all.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you can't find stuff to go to school, right? You can't find their, but you can't find their beds, really.
Can't find the kids.
How are you going to do a bedtime story and prayers on that bed, right? You can't even get to it. But it just makes you feel stressed just looking at it, doesn't it? What if it were, you know, in your actual house, or this one, where everything's put away? Now, no kid's room is going to look exactly like this, okay, except maybe at IKEA. But you can get to the point where things are organized enough that you can find what you need. You can sit and you can have bedtime snuggles on the bed, right? You can read a story, you can say your prayers, you can tuck them in, all right? Now, we have kitchens. Okay, so if you come home hungry after driving people around like crazy, which one is going to add stress when it's like, Mom, I'm hungry, Mom, I'm so hungry, when is dinner, when is dinner, when is dinner? This one that has crap everywhere on top, spilling out everywhere, or this one, and again, no one's, not even my kitchen counters are that, I wish they were, that my drives my husband crazy. He's like, you don't want anything on the counters. I'm like, no, I don't, nothing. If I could pull my coffee pot out of a thing, I'd be so happy. But you can walk in, you can, you know, set your purse where it goes, you can open the fridge, you can pull out, maybe you prepared dinner ahead of time, we'll talk about meal planning in a little bit, and put dinner on the table, right? Okay? So much easier, so much less stressful, as opposed to, Mom, and you're trying to find stuff, you know, maybe your refrigerator looks like those counters, and you can't find anything in your refrigerator either. Did not make a slide about refrigerators.
Sure, Jamie, we'll have you back.
Okay. Super, super easy. Okay? Super easy. 3 steps. Sorry, Marie Kondo. You don't have to touch everything and decide if you feel a connection.
Seriously?
Right. Do you love it? Yes or no? Do you love it? Do I love it? You look at a sweater. Do I love that? Or is it just taking up space? I don't really love it. It doesn't fit very well. Do I need it? Or will I need it? Like, do I actually need it? Am I using it right now? Items you are needing and using right now. Look, I just said what I said. Items you'll need soon. And we all have seasonal stuff, right? We got snow boots, we got Christmas decorations, that kind of thing. Those things you keep because you do use them. You only use them once a year, but you do use them. Ask yourself, when was the last time I used this? Okay? Maybe it's an appliance. Maybe you've got 2 crock pots. You keep 1 crock pot because you make things for church. So you need an extra crock pot. Well, when was the last time you did that? Is it something that you actually use? You know? Or is it just taking up space? Okay?
I also noticed you said, will I need it, rather than might I need it.
Right. Will I? Exactly. Maybe. Exactly. We'll get there, too. Yeah. You could do this for me if you want.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
Do I love
excited.
It?
I get excited.
Do I need it? Do I have a place for it? Okay? If you love it or need it, you have to have a place for it. You have to. It has to have a home. Is it Happy Gilmore? Go back to your home. You have to have a home for everything. Make one by getting rid of other things you don't love or you don't need. Okay? Here's a practical example. This is a bowl. All right. It's just, I don't even know what kind of bowl it is. It's just a ceramic bowl. It's blue. Okay? So I look at this and I think, do I need this bowl? Right? I got other bowls. It's too small, really, to make pancakes in for a family of 7. Do I need it? Do I need this bowl? No, not really. I don't really need it, right? I've got lots of other bowls I can use. Do I have a place for it? Well, I mean, I can make a place for it. I'm sure I can make a place for it. But do I love it? And here's the thing. This was my great-grandmother's bowl, okay? So I love this bowl because it reminds me of her. Do I particularly need this bowl? No, I got others. But I love this bowl. So I'm going to make a place for this. It sits above my sink. I usually put oranges in it because they're pretty with the blue. You know, and then the kids eat the oranges and I refill it, which is what happens with kids. So I ask myself those questions. Do I need it? Yeah, not really. Do I have a place for it? Sure. Yeah, I can make a place for it because I love it. Okay, and so I want to make a place for this particular bowl. Now, I have other bowls that if I didn't have room for them, I'd be like, yeah, I don't have room for that. But this one I love, so I'm going to keep it. Does that make sense, how you do that process? Okay. Hopefully I won't break it on the way out.
I would be
if
you brought it.
Yeah. I got other stuff. It was an example. You know, I could probably get by without it. So anything you own, you can ask these questions, okay? We talk about the Marie Kondo, oh, do I feel connection to it? They're socks, right? Do they fit? Do they match? Do they have holes? Yes, no, throw, keep, you know? Anything you own, you can ask yourself those 3 questions. Do I love it? Do I need it? Do I have a place for it? Comments? No? All right. This only took me 2 hours. Thank you. I was like, how do I put a gif in a PowerPoint? I can do it. Okay. This is a notorious one, right? Storage containers. Yes. Man, they're like rabbits. Like, you look in, and you're like, oh, it's so neat. And the next day, where did they all come from? They're falling out. If they're falling out on you, you need
to know. This is really,
right? And you might think, well, I need these. I keep leftovers. That many? Leftovers? I mean, really? You know, how many leftovers can you eat? Leftovers don't last forever. Keep enough for a dinner or two. I have this nesting set of glass ones. I got rid of the plastic ones because I get so gross so fast. Yeah. And they all nest, and I just have them on a shelf, and it's enough. And when they're full, I'm like, oh, man, we need to have a leftover night because all my containers are full. Now, you might do freezer meals. Maybe you freeze meals to have later or something like that, so you have storage containers for that kind of thing, and that's great. But if you're keeping containers and you're putting meals in the freezer, then make sure you eat the meals, right? And then you can reuse the containers. Does that make sense? It's kind of an obvious, like, this is something that... Sippy cups, too. I don't really have any more sippy cups, but plastic cups that you get at Freebies, that kind of thing that come home with you. I, at some point, was like, I'm so tired of trying to stack these so that they don't fall over or whatever, and I just got rid of them, and I got cheap glass ones at IKEA. I think they're $2.99 for six. Just little glasses for the kids. All right, so let's talk a little bit about organizing household items. So it's pretty simple. You have a place for everything. If it's spilling out of cabinets or off bookshelves, you have too much stuff for the space, and you need to purge some of it. Okay. Seasonal items and hand-me-down store well in labeled Rubbermaid containers. You can label right on the bin. If you like to reuse your bins, you can number them and keep a little index card right on top that says bin number one has size 12 clothes for boys or something like that. Bin number four has Christmas decorations, that kind of thing. Stack them with the labels facing out in your basement or your attic or your garage. I do have an attic with steps. Saves my life, let me tell you. Only keep what you have room to store and plan to go through them once a year. I love to do my attic in February because, one, I hate February, and two, it's cool up there. So I can pull everything out and go through it. I did that this past year, and I had a bunch of toys up there. We're going to talk about the attic in a minute. My kids love to talk about the attic. And I sold it. I made like $150, so on Facebook. Unusual things you have to store, Pinterest. You know, if you're like, man, I need to figure out a way to store Legos, you can find some really good ideas on Pinterest. I'll tell you about Legos as a little bit of a tangent. My son loves Legos. They're everywhere. He's got creations in his room. I should have taken a Lego picture. Why didn't I do that? Probably because they were a disaster. I got him a little table from Walmart. It looks kind of like that white one over there, only it's smaller and it folds up. It's like a little desk, and he's got a chair, and then he's got, underneath, he's got those things with drawers, and then he's got a couple of those things with drawers, and then he's got a little shelf for his creations, and all of his Legos have to fit in there. I'm like, if you've got too many creations that they're all over the floor, you need to take some creations apart, because your Legos have to fit in this space. He shares a room with his little brother. There's not a lot of space, so your Legos have to stay in this space, and I'll go in there once a week, because he cleans. We'll talk about the kids cleaning in a little bit. He cleans, and then I go in with the broom. And I'm like, if it's on the floor, is the Lego on the floor, it's going. So you better hope you get all your special pieces up. Okay? And he's really good about it now because he has a place for everything. That makes him feel comfortable. He knows I'm not going to go in and throw it all away because he has a spot for all of it. And if you end up with too much, then again, he starts to clean stuff out. Does that make sense? Okay. But. See, these are the questions Marianne always asks. That's not true. I might use it someday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, oh, look there. Yeah, I might use it someday. If you haven't used it yet, you probably won't. Okay? If you buy something and you're like, oh, man, I could really use one of those, maybe, then you probably shouldn't buy it. You should at least think about it. Okay? You should at least think, but would I really use it? I went to IKEA yesterday with my kids because I wanted to look at picture frames for our new little interior room. I didn't buy anything because I wasn't sure, but I wanted to look and see what they had. And I would see these things and think, oh, I really like that. That's so cute. And so I took a picture of it, you know. So I have all these pictures of these fun things that I saw. And now I can think about, okay, well, would I actually use that in this particular space rather than buying it, bringing it home, and either A, not using it and having stuff cluttered, or B, you know, wanting to return it or whatever. So if you haven't used it yet, the likelihood is slim that you're going to use it at all. Okay. My kids won't let me. So older kids, school age kids, I would say, here, look in a 10 and up, probably, you can have a conversation about that. I can say to my son, Freddie, I can say, Freddie, your Legos are everywhere. That's not fun for you because you can't find them. You're stepping on them. Oh, my gosh. You can't find all your pieces. Why don't we work on this space? And so we did. We went to Walmart. We bought the table. We bought the chair. We bought the little storage things. He's organized all of his Legos. Now, a lot of times they're on the desk because he's got things in progress, but he knows where they go, and that gives him comfort. Like, it's peaceful for him to go in and play Legos because he knows they're not all over the floor and spilling out. And older kids like order. They may say that they don't, but they really do. When I do my 14-year-old's desk, he says, thanks. I really appreciate that. You know, and it's not necessarily like you have to go throw it away. You just maybe you say this is really important to you, so let's figure out a way to store this or organize it in a way that you can really get the use out of it that you want. Younger kids put it away for a while when they aren't around. Like if they haven't played with it in a while or they haven't worn it in a while, you can always put it away. And this is where the attic comes in. I always put things in the attic. Okay, so I just maybe they're out with grandma having lunch or something. I'll go through and I'll go, oh, they haven't played with that. I'm just going to put that away. And see if they miss it. You know, if they miss it in a few months, then I'll bring it back out. If they don't miss it, then I'll usually send it on the other way, which is my older kids now call it the metaphorical attic. Because my younger ones will say, oh, did you put that thing in the attic? And I'll go, yeah, maybe it might be. Might be in the attic, and the kids will go, the real attic or the metaphorical attic? It's like taking your dog to the farm, right? Yeah. The older ones just laugh now. They're like, is it really in the attic or is it in the metaphorical attic? A lot of times they don't miss it. They really don't. Kids have so many toys and so many clothes and so many dollies and so many. We went had American Girl stuff. Boy, I purged through all of that. And I was like, I don't need 100 outfits. I could do just fine with 50, you know, and they fit in this thing. So, we didn't really have 100, but we had a lot. I don't know. It was a really great deal. It's a really great deal. You know, I can't get a deal like this anywhere else. Well, your time, your energy, and your stress level are just as valuable as money, right? Does anybody like to do the couponing thing? Is that still a thing? The couponing where you get the free stuff at CVS? And that was a thing for a while. I don't know if it is so much anymore, but when my kids were younger, it's like all about the free toothpaste you could get by working the deals at CVS. Well, if you have 1,000 boxes of free toothpaste, first of all, you're never going to use 1,000 boxes of toothpaste, right? Second of all, where are you going to put it, right? So if you stockpile stuff, if you buy stuff when it's on a really good sale, if you buy food in bulk because it's a really good deal, you have to have a place to put it. I went to a friend's house. I'd never been to her house before, and I delivered her a meal, and she had her baby, or her third baby, and so I brought it into her house, and I walked into her kitchen, and every surface was covered with a box of some sort of food. Like, there was a box of cereal here, and there was a box, like the big Costco boxes. They were just open, and they would just eat out of them, and I didn't have any place to set the food. I was like, well, where would you like me to put it? So I'll just take it. She must have had a magical place to put things people delivered because there wasn't one spot of counter space that didn't have something, and it had papers and dishes and stuff on it too. But if you're going to buy a huge box of fruit snacks, have a place to put them. Does that make sense? Right? You know, if you're going to buy 12 pounds of apples, have a place to put them. You know, if you're going to make applesauce, great, make it. Right? Go buy the apples, make the applesauce, can the applesauce, put it wherever you store cans. But make sure you have a place for things that you bring in. Your time, energy, and stress level are just as valuable as money. Talking about delivering meals, a lot of people deliver meals to people when they have babies or they have illnesses or whatever. Well, I'll keep casserole dishes for that. Well, but then you got to store the casserole dishes, right? And you have to get them back from whoever you took the thing to, the meal to. But the foil ones, they're like 10 for 10 at Kroger, right? So if I'm going to make a meal and I go buy the ingredients, I can just buy one of those, right? You can rinse it out, recycle it if you're, you know, someone who's really green or whatever. But and they don't have to give it back. You just take the meal, drop it off, and you're done. You don't have to keep extra dishes at home. You don't have to get any dishes back. You don't have to wash any dishes unless you want to recycle it, which some people do. But and for an extra dollar or two, you know, you've cut down something that you would have to keep at home. So, I don't have time to take this on. There's just too much. Okay, well, we'll get to that in a minute when we talk about the notebooks. All right, questions about household clutter? We're going to move on. Basically, you just need to go home and throw stuff away, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask a question. Sure. I don't know if it's this relevant right now or not,
okay.
But so you said about, like, making money and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what if you don't have the time right now to list stuff on Facebook, or, you know, you mm-hmm. have so much that you do some, but in the meanwhile, you know, you're living with all of that for a long time because...
It's a good question.
Once you build the habit, it's not so bad.
Yes. So the biggest issue, first of all, is clearing it to begin with. Mm-hmm. If you have a lot of stuff and you don't have time to list a bunch of stuff on Facebook, then you probably want to... That will be your hardest stage. If you're really cluttered right now, the hardest part is going to be clearing it out. After that, it's not so bad because you have time. Mm-hmm. My suggestion would be that you look at that stuff and you get a realistic idea of whether you can sell it or not, mm-hmm. and if you can make enough money on it to make it worth it. So I had Bitty Baby stuff, which I knew I could sell and make a decent amount of money on. That was worth taking the time to list it on Facebook, dealing with all the messages and all that, because I knew I could make $150 mm-hmm. selling this particular set. Other things you can't. Like, some people list things like you know, little kids' clothes, you know, $5 for this shirt. That's
ridiculous.
That's taking on, no, it is. Well, and some people do that as a job.
Yeah.
Some people resell books as a job. And if it's your job, then you have a place for that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I bring these books in, I list them, they're here in my office. But if it's just general household stuff, then I would declutter the stuff that won't make you any money and save the stuff that you know will. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question?
Yeah, so go through first and just
go
look for things
first.
To pitch or get
yes.
good to
so
go well.
What
whatever.
She's saying is
yeah.
make
yeah.
time to do it.
Yeah, well, and we'll talk about, that's what the notebooks are for, but yes.
Yeah, I just have to add to that point. I used to try to do this. This was a huge source of stress for me because I would try to do the kids' resale. It was twice a year.
Yes.
So we'd have boxes of clothes in the basement, and I'd have to go through it at a time, blocks of time to go through and price it all.
Right.
And we were talking about this right before we started. It was just, my husband's like, it's your time is more valuable
right.
than that.
Exactly.
Seriously.
Yes.
So just
exactly.
give it away.
Give it away. And people
and
can
so
use
fleeing.
It. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. People can use that.
So.
You know how many times I've had with five kids, especially when the little ones were sick and we were dealing with huge, huge, huge medical bills, to have someone drop a bag of clothes off and to open and think that's just what I needed right now. You know, people can use that stuff. It's not like you're throwing it away. Mm-hmm. You know, you can give it to Goodwill. People get jobs from Goodwill. You can give it to, don't take it to Once Upon a Child. It's not worth your time, okay? Mm-hmm. Unless it's like a bike.
Well,
then
they
maybe.
Make you feel like a loser.
Yes,
yeah. right.
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 Yes.
Because things are not good enough.
Kids crap.
Right, I know.
I
right, exactly.
Like,
yes, exactly. But think about things that can really make you some money. And then keep those things. Maybe you could create a space to put those in a certain space and then price it. And Facebook Marketplace stuff goes really fast. Like, my husband was out of town, which is when I tend to do these kinds of things, because he's always like, why would you want to get rid of that? You be quiet. to keep the house like this,
yeah.
honey, thank you. Don't get me started on his mom, but she's the one where you open stuff and stuff falls out. It goes really fast on Facebook Marketplace, and I feel like it's safe. It's a lot safer than Craigslist. So if you create a little spot for something that's a highly desirable item, you can get it gone pretty quick. Does that help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
I sell stuff on it. I just
yeah.
feel like... you know, like, I'm in all of those stages all at once. So
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, you know, do
yeah.
you try to
right.
sell? Do you try to pitch? Do you try to clean up? Do you, you know, it's
yeah.
like all of this.
Well, and then our
right.
husbands have opinions about that, too,
yes.
right?
Yeah,
like,
which is why
you
or they contribute faster than you can stay ahead of it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
they do.
It's not helpful, you know?
They do. They do, for sure. And, you know, there again, that that marital conversation that says, I'm trying to keep this nice for you in a way that doesn't cause me so much stress that we can't enjoy our time together either, because I'm trying to figure out how to manage all of this stuff in all these different stages. And I know what you mean, because I've
yeah.
got teenagers and little ones. I'm not going to miss the toy stage. And there are some toys I keep forever, like Thomas
mm-hmm.
the Trains, those kinds of things. They do go in the attic, because I know my grandkids will want to play with them. But when I looked at the Bitty Baby stuff, that's all plastic. Right? And I looked at it and I was like, I kept a doll, but I looked at the plastic furniture and stuff and thought, I don't think my grandkids are going to play with this. You know, this is not going to be, by the time I have grandkids, this isn't going to be a classic toy. Doll will be, maybe a little of the clothes, but all the plastic stuff, I tend to not keep plastic because I just don't really feel like it will last very well in the way that wooden toys would. But we'll talk in a little bit about how to, if you're feeling overwhelmed with anything, how to kind of dig out using my spiral notebook system. So we'll get there. We should get there soon, hopefully. Okay, paper clutter. All right, so paper comes in. You guys all pretty much have kids in school, right? Do you have like a folder that comes home in the backpack with the papers in it that you have to kind of sort through and then you send them back? High school doesn't really do that. It's all digital. Right, exactly, right? So you've got all this school crap and down at the very bottom. Well, not the very bottom because that'd be too easy. Like down at the bottom of the pile, there's a permission slip.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, the field trip's tomorrow. Did you send in the slip last week? And you're like, no.
Can I do it digitally?
Right, exactly. A lot of schools are going to that, though, I feel like, so that's kind of nice. Okay, so I have an accessible file, and it's right here. I brought it. I had a nice file cabinet, but then we redid our room, and I need to get another one that I like better than that one. So this is just a box for now. So this is accessible. It's right where I can get to it. It's not sitting, like, right next to my desk. I have a little closet next to me, but it's right on top. So I can open that closet, I can pop the lid off, and I can access my, I'll hold it up in a second, I can access my, like, main file system, okay? It's
literally a file box.
It looks like this.
So
I have a picture of it, hold on.
It's a small picture. Are these papers you're working on with your kids?
Okay, so here's what this is, okay? So when you get mail, right, or you get the school folder, or whatever, paper should be handled twice, when it comes in and when it goes out. All right, don't set it on the kitchen counter and let it pile up all week. Because then on Saturday, you're like, crap, I got to deal with all that. I don't want to. Okay, so I'll show you an example. So this folder file box has my main household files, okay? It has an inbox, okay? Inbox is where you stand at the, you get the school folder in the mail, and you stand at the kitchen trash or the recycling if you're green, and you go, trash, keep, trash, okay? The keep stuff goes in the inbox. All right, inbox, file, can get to it. You just walk in it, drop it right in there, okay? It has one thing in it, from the University of Chicago, there's a spring college visit, okay? Inbox, just goes right in there.
I have a fear if I put it away, I will forget it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it has to be out. Like, it has to be...
But, like, once it's filed, it's gone. And
okay.
I really forget about that, that
okay.
spring visit.
Yes, you could absolutely, if you have a computer desk and you want, and it can be, file box, binder, recording file, etc. So if you want like the little things, the little shelf things, have one that says inbox. But the key to it is to throw away the trash first. Don't just throw the whole pile in the inbox. Throw in the things you actually have to deal with, okay? Well, then skip the inbox all together. Okay. No inbox for her. Skip it all together. No inbox for her. Okay. So we're going to get rid of the inbox. Okay.
Mine's all on my desk.
Janelle, this is like
no cooking.
I just have a cabinet that I was like, nothing goes in here. It's just for paper. Just keep piling it in there.
Yeah, but see, if you just throw it in there, then you do get things that get missed, right?
Yeah,
so you could skip the inbox altogether, and you could just throw things right in their folder. So I have in mine, I have a bills folder, bills and budgeting, right? Receipts, like I pull them out of my wallet. I don't do that every day. I do it when my wallet doesn't close. But bills and budget, you know, bills come in from the mail. They're obviously not trash. Toss them in the bill folder. You probably don't pay bills every day, right? You probably pay them once a week, every other week, something like that. Then, when it's time to do the bills or the budget, my husband keeps the budget in Excel, but I keep the checkbook, which actually looks like this for me. It's a check, kind of a check register. And then I put receipts in there. Then you can just pull this out, and you can go through. You can pay the bills, reconcile the receipts. Talk through the budget with your husband, whatever you do. And then at the end of the month, I keep those receipts for taxes. So that's why this is so full right now, because we haven't done taxes yet. Those will go away later, okay? Bills and budget, ongoing is things like schedules, right? You get a paper schedule from the football team, or you get this, or you get that. Cotillion schedule, work schedule, anything like that, I put in ongoing because I'm probably going to use it again, and I want to know where it is. I don't like binders in my, because my house is so small, it's hard for me to store binder systems. So this works because I can kind of put it away. Bills that are paid, keep those too. A file, I keep a file folder because I don't like to go into my main files every single day or every single week because it's a pain. I got to pull right now these boxes out, pull these boxes out to file things where they go. So I keep a file folder, and you know, it triggers me to empty it when it's full. Like when I look at it, and I'm like, man, I cannot get anything else in that. I have got to set time in my schedule to file. And I'll do that while I'm watching a show on, you know, a movie or something. I don't know. I keep a college folder because we've always got college stuff coming in. I keep a medical folder because we've always got bills going through the FSA I'm trying to pay. I keep a school folder. So anything I get a lot of, I make a folder for, if that makes sense. And it really is current stuff. So my current school year stuff stays in here. I have an archive that I can put stuff I need to keep forever or for a while. We just did a renovation. Well, that'll go with the taxes. So all the renovation papers went in that file. So now I can pull it out when we do our taxes, and I can put, okay, we spent this on this and this on this and this on this. I keep a tax folder in my, so I can file receipts, dry cleaning receipts, or all those W-2, you have health insurance things that come during tax season, I can throw right into taxes. So when my husband says it's time to do the taxes, I can pull the tax files out and say, here you go, good luck. I'm going to go get a glass of wine. So here's an example. I'll give you an example. Okay, we'll skip the inbox. It's freaking out. Okay.
May not others.
Well, you can have an inbox if you, you know, I typically, when I get up in the morning, not every morning, but I typically check my email, and I, a couple mornings a week, I pull that folder out and just kind of glance at it. But here's how you would manage a piece of paper, okay? So this, we went to the orthodontist on Tuesday, 7-year-old needs braces. Yay. We have good braces insurance, though. That helps. So she sent me home with this paper. Okay, this is the financial. This is what you have to pay down. This is what the insurance pays. You have to pay every month, whatever. So I bring this home, okay? And you could do it either two ways. If you have time, you can just go ahead and fill it all out, and then it's already filled out. Okay, sometimes I do that. Depends on my day. But I bring it home, right? And, sorry, I lost my train of thought. I bring it home and I look at it and I think, okay, what do I need to do? First thing I need to do is I need to not remember or not forget to take this with me when I go back to the first appointment, okay? So I make a note on my calendar. First appointment is March 12th, 8:15 in the morning, take paperwork, okay? That's this right here. And then I go, okay, well, what do I need to do with that, okay? And I take this, and for me, this would go in my ongoing folder, okay? Because I know where it is. My calendar will tell me to take it with me. I can just pull it out at that time and take it with me. Does that make sense? How I would do that? Questions?
So what goes in your inbox folder?
My inbox folder is like when I come home and
is it stuff that goes in
those other
folders?
It's not necessarily a bill. It's something that I look at and I'm like, okay, I don't know exactly if I'm going to need that. And I don't exactly know where to put it. So it's kind of a quick rifle through of, do I need this school paper? I'm not really sure. I'm going to stick it in there and deal with it in a little bit. Now, if it's a permission slip, something that has a deadline, I'll note it on my calendar first. Okay. And we'll talk about calendars in a little bit and how I do that. But that way, and it just says file appropriately. If it's a bill, it goes in the bills, right? If it's a receipt, it goes in the receipts with the bills. If it's a paper I'm going to need, I usually will put it in ongoing. Okay, that's where I, and the inbox is not really sure where I want to file it. Don't really have time right now, but I know it's important. I better stick it in there.
So it's something to handle later.
Yes,
okay.
Kind of. When I'm doing any kind of paperwork. Yes.
I don't know if you're going to address this later, but what about kids? School stuff that they make,
yes.
Like elementary school.
I will address that, yes, okay. Very shortly. I know,
the
right?
The
burn pile.
We have a burn pile in our house.
Yeah. The metaphorical pile. We have one of those too. Questions, this question on filing paperwork, so much is digital now, and you can do this. You could do a lot of this stuff digitally, and I can recommend a couple of ebooks on how to manage all this with Evernote and Remember the Milk and all those to-do list apps. I don't do that very well. I really like the paper. It's much easier for my brain. But some people manage all this digitally. They scan it into Evernote, and it's there, and they don't have to worry about it, okay? I've tried that, and it's not intuitive for me, I guess. I really like my paper systems.
I'm just more of a throw it out, because when do I ever care what the electric bill was?
I agree with that.
If
goes
I just
to the
throw
bill.
Everything out and everything's paid online,
yeah.
I don't know a bill that I pay that comes in the
paper.
Mail. Maybe there's one on the
yes, I don't have very many either.
So
I don't
I
have
just throw everything out and I figure, why would I need it?
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong.
And if you
correct.
Need it,
no,
you
don't
print
don't
it off.
They have it.
No,
right.
I don't think you're wrong. You have to kind of... You have to look at your paper situation and kind of create a system that works for you. Maybe you don't need an inbox, obviously. Maybe you don't need a... or want one. Or maybe you don't have a bill. Maybe you do all of your budgeting online, so
right.
you don't need a place to put... Maybe you scan... Your husband scans your receipts or whatever. So you have to kind of make that work for you. The key is, if it comes in, you want to deal with it right away. You don't want to let it pile up on the counter.
I know.
Okay?
Do you have just office time every day, and how long?
Yeah.
When do you carve that out?
When do you think she's been doing it habitually?
Yes, it's not as bad as trying to dig out. Doing it the first time's the hardest, okay? Doing it is the first... I have a friend, and I'll talk about her when I talk about the notebook. Doing it the first time is the hardest. Once you dig it out and train yourself, it gets easier and easier and easier. Like, I instinctively know where things go because I have created a place for them, and I know how that system works. You have to create that system for you. Okay, maybe your bills all come electronically. A lot of mine do, too. But we get random bills, like dues, you know, for different organizations and stuff that don't. Then I can toss that in there. It might be a registration. So along with email, my husband will send me things that say, like, I need to register for this in my email. So I'll print the email, and I put it in the bill folder. Okay? So that when we get to the budget, I can say, do you remember you sent me this email last week? We need to deal with this.
But do you have a set time every day that you
I most mornings. So most mornings I get up, I exercise, read my Bible, that sort of thing. And then I get my husband and daughter out the door, and I usually have a half an hour where the kids are kind of sleepily starting to watch cartoons. We leave the house about 8 for morning mass. So between like 6:30 and 7, they're out the door, my husband and daughter are out the door, and I've got that window of time. So typically I'll sit down right down at my desk while they're watching Paw Patrol or whatever, because I don't really need to get people moving until 7, so I have that half an hour to check my email, check the kids' lessons online for the day, and then, yes, I might pull that inbox out and say, you know, it's been a day or two since I checked my...
But you're really getting
up
at 5.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
just,
nighttime.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
yeah. There's my problem. Yes! You helped me! I just need to get up.
What time do you go to bed?
Yes. So, yes. Okay.
But your kids are still
here. Night person doing it. Night.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's okay.
So
they're older.
Yeah. Studies now that say if you're not a morning person, forcing yourself to be a morning person isn't good for you.
Exactly.
Just do it when it's good for you.
Right.
I'm a night person. I do it after the kids go to bed.
So you would go to bed and you would say, okay, now I need to check my inbox. And you would sit down at the computer, you'd check your email, do all that stuff that I would do in the morning because I'm a morning person. I don't like to be up past 9. I get sleepy. And, you know.
See, I get energized.
Right. I have a...
You do. It's
Carrie, well, you just come over to my house.
Yeah. I have church friends that are having conversations about ministry stuff at 9, 10, 11, and I'm like, do not disturb. They're keeping me awake. Because I am a morning person. I have a blogger that I read who's just found out she's expecting her 10th child, actually. And she works through the night. And then she goes to bed at like 4 in the morning. That's the way her body works. She goes to bed at like 4, sleeps a couple hours, gets up, then takes a nap, and then goes again until... So you have to set it... I could never do that. I know. I could never do that. I could never do that. Morning works best for me. If I'm up at night, my husband is up. And if my husband is up, I can't get anything done. So it's just the reality. He wants to talk. He wants to tell me about his day. He wants to do all these things. And that's all good. That's good. But I can't work. I need focus time. And if it's focused, it takes less time than if you're distracted constantly. You know, the kids might go play outside. Maybe we take a break. And I'm like, oh, you know, I should probably take a look at my inbox. I haven't done that in a couple days. Right. Or a day or whatever. I don't know. Or I need to do this quick project since the kids are outside. I mean, we aren't running full speed every single minute of every day. So you can kind of go, oh, I haven't done that in a while. I should probably do that.
And by a while, she means a couple of days, not like...
Not like 6 months. Yes.
You mean once a year?
Right. Well, you can. There have been seasons. There have been seasons when I've had an office time, when I have set... Maybe when I was doing the MOPS newsletter, when I'm like, I need focus, I need an hour of focus time most every day. And so I carved that into my daily schedule. You know, if your kids are at school, you can get a lot of this done maybe in the morning. Drop them off, pick up Starbucks, come home and work for a little bit, okay, before you go off to the gym or women's ministry activities or whatever else that you do. But, right, what's that?
I said, or unless you have little kids at home that are still under your feet and you're like, go, why is my kid something?
Or just on the island. Mine aren't under my feet. She's just on the island.
Right. It's hard. It's hard. You know, I wish, in my perfect world, I would have my entire day to organize and read books and...
You should come over to my house and I will create your perfect day for you.
But not in a mess. Yeah. Right? So you have to carve that time out. But if you do it, if you take the time to do it, to clear it out, to clean it out, to set up that routine, that's the goal. The goal is to get to the point where it's automatic. And we're going to talk about, hold on, let me see if I can get to that word automate.
Let's make sure we get this stuff.
Oh, I don't. Okay. Well, I'll come to it later. Automate, automate, automate. The less you have to think about, the better, right? You don't want to have to think about when you're doing this load of laundry. You want it to be automatic. The system is there. All you have to do is let the system do its work. Okay? Gifts. Anyone have a grandma that, like, plastic crap, lots of plastic crap? Be specific if you can. Like, my mother-in-law, she'll say, what do they want? Right?
Money.
I'll say, money. Money's a good one. Yeah, with older kids, money is a good one. But I'll send her links. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. Cat needs a backpack. This is the one that she wants. And she'll send me that stuff. She knows better than to send me plastic crap because I'll throw it away every single time. And she knows that. But we have a relationship where I can say that. Okay, not everybody does. So you may not be able to be specific and say, could you get them this? They really need snow boots this year. Could you please get them snow boots? And if you can do that, great. Do that first. Okay, ask for experiences. We get zoo passes, movie gift cards, that kind of stuff. That's awesome. Restaurant gift cards. My kids love to go to Chick-fil-A. I cannot afford that. So when I get a Chick-fil-A gift card, Chick-fil-A, we're going. Man, we can kill a good 2 hours at Chick-fil-A. Okay. Make space for it for a little while. So don't take the joy out of gift giving, right? If your child gets a plastic crappy toy for Christmas and they're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. We got one year. It was like a Lightning McQueen racetrack. And you put the car on it and it went shoop, shoop, shoop. And then it would fly off because it never stayed where it was supposed to. And it took up a huge amount of space. And we enjoyed it for a while and then it went in the attic. And it was not there. It's okay. And they usually they don't miss those kinds of toys. The toys they miss are the Legos and the Thomas the Trains and things you know they love, right? My kids love the Paw Patrol, little Paw Patrol things. The dog's eaten like five of them. You know, they love those, right? We know that they love those things. So you can make space for those. It's the plastic crap, you know, that you can kind of, okay, play with it for a while, it'd be great. And then at your next season, I'll clean out and go, yeah, they're not really playing with it anymore. They kind of, you know, that excitement wore off. Hand-me-downs.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes.
Right? Purge, 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 okay? If someone gives you a big bag,
yes,
a gift bag.
I thought I could help with this.
No, those are the bags.
This is the best of bags.
Think of the bags for this. Okay.
So that people
okay.
can take what they want
right.
from
okay.
my hand-me-downs.
So you get this, right? My sister does this to me all the time. My youngest sister has a daughter about Ellie's age, but her daughter is 3 times Ellie's size. And she gives me these bags of clothes. And it's great. And I love hand-me-downs. I really do, because you can really use hand-me-downs, right? Especially for teenagers. If any of you women are giving away clothes, think of me. But I know that I can't store all these clothes. Okay, I know it. So I might look at these, and I might say, oh, these are a size 16, right? Well, Freddie's a 14. And I'll go through them, and I'll think, you know, these are nice jeans. That's a nice sweatshirt. And I might make a bin for that. Right? Because I will legitimately use when he gets to be a size 16.
That's what the high shelf in the closet's for, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Yeah, sure. You can. I keep a slide thing under the beds that has the next size in it. So I can get to it easily, although I can get to my attic easily, which is nice. But then I look through and I think, well, that shirt's got a stain on it. Or that one's really worn. Pajamas, I don't like hand-me-down pajamas because they aren't soft anymore, you know? So then I'll put those, I'll just take the bag and I'll open it and I'll clear it and I'll go, yep, nope, yep, nope, yep, nope. And then I'll put the nope in a bag and I'll throw it in my car and I'll drop it at Goodwill. Or in one of those bins at the store. Those are so nice. They're not full. You don't have to keep every hand-me-down, right? You keep the stuff you'll use.
So everyone can practice on that.
Right.
After the meeting today,
Christy
right. is my first round.
We don't go so far over that many times.
After that, it's free ring.
Right? So you have to
make sure you get to everything, but we gotta watch time.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm going to try and talk faster. Yeah, okay. Right. Think about what will actually survive in storage. Don't take size 16 for a 4-year-old boy, okay? Unless it's like, even then, don't take it. I'm thinking, even if it's like, because the sweatshirt that's all the rage right now, it's not going to be when he's 16, or in a size 16. My 7-year-old is in a 5. She's been in a 5, I don't even know how long. I don't keep 10 for her, because I don't know if she'll ever make it there. Maybe she will. But you think about what will actually survive in storage, and then trust in the Lord's provision. Okay? Because if you need it, he will provide it. Mm-hmm. So don't stress about, like, baby stuff, you know? I gave away all my baby stuff. My crib's in the attic, but I just, you know, I don't plan to have any more children, but Catholic, I might have another child, and if I do, probably not, but I'm pretty sure that ship has sailed, but you never know until you know. But I know, first of all, that I don't need very much for a baby, and second of all, that if I need it, I have friends who will be like, oh my gosh, you haven't had a baby in 6 years. Here, you need a car seat, okay? Because it will be provided. We always, my husband and I joke that every baby is born with a loaf of bread under their arm. Because you think there's no way on earth I could pay for 5 kids, and somehow you always do. So stuff is like that too. You don't have to keep everything. Your time and energy and stress level are important too. Stuff kids bring home. I'm looking at you, art projects, okay? You can take pictures, create a digital album if you're a really good mom. You can keep a yearly school folder. I have a file that says school, and so I might just toss an art project in there if I think, oh, this is really kind of cute. I might actually want to keep this to remember this kindergarten year. I'll toss it in there. And then I have a thing in the attic that has their school years by date and kid and by kid and grade. But I don't keep everything because I don't have that much space, right? I keep, oh, well, this is really neat. This has a little face on it and has a little handprints, you know, the flower with the handprints. I might actually want to look at that at some point. Display it for a bit on your refrigerator, then file it. Okay. The metaphorical file, kind of like it works like the attic. Because typically by then, they've brought something else home. So you can kind of keep running art on your fridge, but you don't have to keep all that art, right? You just toss it. I don't think I've ever had a kid say, where was that project?
My kids do, but I say it's in the file.
Yeah. You got it. All right. Feeding and laundry. This can be, automating this can be tricky because our schedules need to be flexible, right? When you're in the busy school age, you may all of a sudden have to make 4 orthodontist appointments and go, okay, well, I don't know that I can manage this month, beautiful monthly meal plan that I've made. Maybe I can't be there that night to make this meal, okay? I plan week by week. Some people plan month by month. Plan by your preferred schedule and keep record of it. So imom.com has these cute little yearly calendars. For color, this one has... I thought it was a shamrock. It's not. It's green flowers. imom.com. And they're free. You can just download them. And what I do is I note anything big, like when my husband's going to be out of town and we're going to live on chicken nuggets. I'll put that on here. It's almost Lent, so I put Fat Tuesday and Ash Wednesday and then all little fish to remind myself not to buy pepperoni for the pizza. And then I just, as I'm planning my menu, I write the meal on here. And then at the end of the month, I look back and think, oh, we really like that meal. And then I might transfer it to the next month. It's really, really simple that to do it. And then just kind of keep a list of things you like, right? Doesn't have to be like Bon Appetit. My husband sends me these Bon Appetit recipes, and I have an email folder that says our recipes, and I just tuck it in there. Because maybe we'll have a date night and we'll want to cook together, and I'll pull up one of those. But in general, I'm not cooking Bon Appetit. I'm cooking spaghetti, right? So then I can kind of keep track of things that might, like...
February calendar we can look at to see...
So I was going to bring it. I actually spilled coffee on it.
Oh, okay.
And it was almost not usable.
Oh, okay.
But I did start...
I thought you were going to say you filed it.
Yeah. No, I don't keep those. I just... It's more of a record of, you know, especially if you try something new, like you try a new casserole, and you write on... We're going to have, like, I think the stuffed shells recipe on there is new. If they hate it, then I'll cross it out. If they liked it, I might toss it into my brain of things that people like to eat, and that they'll all eat at once, which is tricky in my house. They're all picky. Consider ingredients you already have. If you've got 5 cans of black beans, make chili. You know, a basic list of meals everyone likes. Grocery pickup. Kroger Click List has changed my life. It really has. Because I literally, during one of my office times, I throw my grocery list in, and I drive over and I put it in my car, and my kids unload it. It's awesome. Teach kids to cook. Laundry, keep a laundry schedule, then it's automated. my laundry schedule. I just keep it right above the washer, and I look, and I think it's Monday. Okay, I have to wash the boys' and the girls' clothes today.
Do you do all the laundry?
Mostly. They put it away, but I usually do it because it's in the kitchen. If it were in the laundry room or something, I would probably have, you pass it around if you want, just an index card. I would probably have them do more, but because it's in the kitchen and I'm in there already, it's just as easy for me to transfer it back and forth. But they put it away. If you do a load or two per day, you can get those emergency items like soccer shirts, right? And then you just go in. Break the rules. Oh, it's misspelled. See, my daughter didn't see these slides. I added them this morning. Wash a load all together, right? You don't have to sort by colors and whites. You really don't, unless it's like brand new pair of jeans or a brand new red sweater. I have a boys hamper, and I have a girls hamper, and I have a towel hamper in my closet, and they put... And then my son, who's allergic to human existence, gets his all free and clear. It's true. Yeah. Gets his all free and clear. And I can use Tide with Downy for everybody else because I like it better. But you can wash all that stuff together. You don't have to sort it all out. And the nice thing about that is that on boys' laundry day, I have a laundry basket. It's in the laundry basket. And I hand it to the boys and say, go put your laundry away. Okay? Don't stress too much about neat drawers. Sorry, Marie Kondo. I'm like, put it away. I don't care if it's folded. Whatever. I don't have to look at it. Don't have too many clothes, okay? Mm-hmm. The more clothes you have, the more you have to take care of.
My husband's the only one in my family with folded underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Function without that. But nobody else does.
Yeah. Yeah. My husband folds his clothes when he puts them away, but when I put... And I kind of do, but I don't really. Other than that, I kind of do the pick it up, kind of fold it in half sort of thing. Keeping calendars. Master digital calendar is really handy if you have teenagers and a husband because you can all see it and you can all add to it. So I don't know if you guys use like Google Calendar. Google Calendar works great in a dual operating system home. Like your husband and your 14-year-old have Android and you and your 16-year-old have iOS. You can all use Google Calendar. I put something in for my teenager. Hey, you got an orthodontist appointment? I put it in, I notify her, and then she has it on her calendar too. Okay? She
I
knows.
We have Google or Gmail calendar and I do the menu on it, so
yeah.
My husband
mm-hmm.
can
yeah.
never needs to ask me what we're having for dinner.
Yeah. Oh, and that's another thing with that. That's another thing with that is I don't hang that up. I don't hang that up because my kids are so picky. They would look at it and go, "Oh, that looks terrible. I don't want to eat that." That's literally for me to go, "Okay, this is what we're having," because I don't want the surprise. The surprise is never good. Well, or no, I don't want them to know what we're having because they're like, "What are we having for dinner?" I'm like, "You're not going to like it." Master monthly calendar. This is the one everybody can see. Okay, because they're not all going to be able to see your Google Calendar. But everybody can see this. It hangs right on the refrigerator. All right, they can add to it if they want. My daughter put her play theater. This is February.
Oh, it's almost March.
So glad it's March. Okay, so you can look at March, and you can go, okay, well, this is what our month looks like. And they can add to it if they want in pencil. Okay, if my daughter's play schedule, she can put it on there. She's got service hours, she can put it on there. And that's helpful because I know then when I need to pick her up or drop her off or whatever. And even the younger ones who can read go, oh, man, I got to go to the orthodontist today. So it's just a handy way to see it.
Where do you keep that in your house? Do you keep it on the surface or on the wall?
I keep it on the refrigerator. Okay. I have those 3M hooks, and it just hooks with this little thing. And I keep a pencil right next to it, I think.
So all of your kids have handwriting you can read then?
No. My son would probably not write on that anyways. But
he'd be ready to buy candy.
That's right. Right, exactly.
Legos,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah. They know better than to do that kind of thing. So, and then keep a list system. So it might be a day timer. Maybe you keep a day timer or something like that just for you to write stuff for yourself if you want. You don't have to. Some people do. I'm a paper girl. I like lists. A bound planner, bullet journal, spiral notebook. We got to get to that. There's my Google Calendar for March.
It's a thing of beauty.
It is a thing of beauty, isn't it? But see, I can, like, you know, I can notify my husband, and it says, see here, and then he can accept it and go, oh, I can't schedule anything that night because I need to fill in the blank. Okay, so the spiral notebook. All right, now I'm overwhelmed. So here's what the spiral notebook does. So I have a friend who had to move, and house was a disaster, okay? Life was a disaster. Really, life was a disaster. We won't get into that. But she's like, I don't even know where to start, right? So what you do with a spiral notebook, it's a spiral notebook. You can throw it away when you're done. They're like 10 cents, right? It's not fancy. It's not pretty. Sometimes I look at pretty things and I think, Yeah, I'm not going to use that. It's too pretty. This isn't pretty. It's literally a spiral notebook. And on the first page of the notebook, you write down everything you can think of that you have to do. Everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it might take a day or two. It's called a brain dump, right? Mm-hmm. Everything you need to do. I need to list things, these things on Facebook Marketplace. I need to create a file system. I need to plan a menu. I need to clutter, you know, and all these things. And maybe I need to call the orthodontist. I need to make this appointment. Everything that's in your brain, you dump onto that first piece of paper. Okay? Or two, or three, or five, however many you think you need, okay? I wouldn't write declutter whole house. I would write things like declutter kitchen counters, you know, declutter bathroom linen closet. Figure out what to do with all these extra sheets. And I would write that all down on that first piece of paper. And then you're going to flip to the next page, and at the top of that page, you're going to write bathrooms, bedrooms, house, whatever. You can make a page for, and then you're going to take that first list, and you're going to put that on those pages, right? So your bedroom house, your bedroom list might look like flip mattress, declutter closet, declutter drawers. Typically, once you get the decluttering done, you're in really good shape. Mm-hmm. Paint the spot that's been needed to be painted, and you put it all on that list, okay? And then you have all of this stuff written down, and you can add to it as you need. And when you have that hour, you can look at your list and say, okay, oh, I'm going to go declutter this drawer because I have time right now, okay, to do that. And you can just start checking things off one at a time. And by the time you get to this time next year, it's all done, right? You're living in what you're living in now anyways. So break it into small pieces and just check one thing off at a time. Try and check one thing off every day, you know? If it's declutter the garage, that's a Saturday project, you know? Throw some hot dogs on the grill, pull everything out, sweep it, sort it, and put it back in, okay? Sometimes those bigger projects you can plan a whole time for. But use that list to write down everything that you feel overwhelmed about, and then just start checking things off one thing at a time. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. All right, we haven't got to the kid part. Managing your daily routine. Okay.
We probably need to wrap it up.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yeah. So, wait. The best thing, though, is the kid thing. So
yes. Real fast. Okay.
Two minutes.
So the big thing about it is pegging your household to the day-to-day things that you do every single day, okay? So, for example, really fast, example, morning 5, you get up, they have to, you know, they have to brush their teeth, they have to brush their hair, they have to do all these things. So teach them to put that stuff away when they're done, okay? Bus time. All their stuff has a place. You know to grab it and take it. Coming in, your folder goes here, so mom can sort it out. Backpack hangs here. Shoes go here, okay? Teach them to put those things where they belong. Evening routine, have them straighten their bedroom. Straighten it up, put their PJs on, put their dirty clothes in the hamper, right? And then they get their teeth, their face, their bath, and their whatever else you do at night, okay? teach them to put things away, right? Bring in stuff from the car when you get home. Take a few minutes to put away the dishes, put away the laundry when you're done. This makes all the difference in the morning. And there it is. Automate, automate, automate. The less you have to think about something, the easier and the faster it is to get it done. So, laundry. Oh, which load am I doing today? I look at my car and I go, it's Thursday, I'm doing the kids, okay? And I just toss it in, right? What am I having for dinner tonight? It's right there on that calendar. It says, oh, we're having shells. I better start those in the crock pot. The less you have to think about something, the faster it gets done, okay? Cleaning chores, okay? This is my chore system. I don't have a fancy chore system. They never work for me. My chore system is who's standing the closest, okay? Everybody helps. That's our family culture, right? You live here, you eat here, you sleep here, you help. And they expect that, they know that. So if I need a job, trash needs to go out, well, hey, you're not busy, come put the trash out, okay? And they do, because I've taught them to do that. Time of each week for heavy cleaning. We do that on Sundays after rest. Everybody takes a nice long rest. We get up, my husband puts a list on the board of all the things he wants cleaned. He assigns it to each kid, and they start cleaning. After that, we have dinner and dessert, okay? And then keep cleaning supplies accessible. So they know where to go. They have a bin for the bathroom, a bin for the dusting. They know where the vacuum cleaner is. The Clorox wipes are in the bathroom. If I say, oh man, there's too much toothpaste, you go wipe that sink. They can take a Clorox wipe and wipe it down. But if you do the heavy cleaning at once, you teach them how to clean. My husband has spent time doing that. You will vacuum under the cushions. You will do this. You will do that. Then you don't have to do that all week. You can clean once a week.
Jamie, since we're out of time, do you think you could set?
Absolutely. I think that was the last one. That was the last one.
Can you send us your PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't you think that would be helpful?
I'm sorry I ran over.
No, that's okay. Yay. 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 Yay.
Yeah, it's a lot. I know.